do we increase respect for indigenous religions? That's the question I'm asking you today, Lagos, on The Big Hard Fact. It's something we need to talk about because lots of Nigerians who belong to indigenous Nigerian faiths say that there isn't enough tolerance for their beliefs. It brings me to our Big Hard Fact, today's Big Hard Fact. Different surveys place the number of traditional worshippers in Nigeria between 0.6% and 11% of the population. Different surveys place the number of traditional worshippers in Nigeria between 0.6% and 11% of the population. So the data isn't clear, but no matter how you look at it, that's a large number of people. It's somewhere between 1 million and 10 million people. They're worshipping the same gods that most of our ancestors worshipped before the coming of Islam and Christianity. And yet, those religions and their worshippers are not given the same respect as the two major religions, at least according to what many of their worshippers say. So today, I want us to look at whether that's the case. And if that's the case, I want us to answer why. And then I want us to also look at whether it is changing and whether there's anything that can be done to speed up that change. So that, I don't know, one day we'll get to the point where Feni Besu in Okrika or Egbesu in Ijo or Osun can be given the same respect as Christianity or Islam. So that going to the shrine is as respected as going to church or going to the mosque. And speaking of shrines, there's a story I want to tell you. Let's go to Nsukka. There's a Catholic priest in Nsukka called Reverend Paul Obai. And he's doing something very remarkable. He rescues artifacts of different Igbo deities. What do I mean by rescued? There's this thing that happens where some other pastors hold these events, where they break down shrines, they take the statues and the masks and other icons, and they destroy them. They break them, they burn them. It's been happening in many parts of Nigeria. In fact, there are pastors who and prophets and prophetesses who that's their stock in trade. They make a lot of money by being the ones that they used to call to come and do village deliverance. The pastors and their followers say that these images, these objects attract or contain evil spirits. Also, people who have had these objects in their homes in the past often call the pastors to help them destroy them. Again, because they believe that they're evil. But Reverend Obai disagrees. So instead of destroying them, he takes them to the museum that he runs. It's called the Deities Museum in St. Theresa's Cathedral in Nsukka. The idea is to preserve them so that we don't lose touch with our culture. And when I saw that story, and let me tell you, I've been planning to do this, have this conversation with you for a long time, but other news stories just keep getting in the way. But when I saw that story, it got me thinking, where do we get the idea from that the gods in traditional religions are evil spirits? Where do we get the idea from? Shouldn't we simply see them as the gods that other people have chosen to worship? So for example, if a Muslim were to say that Christians are worshipping an evil spirit or vice versa, we would all agree that it was an offensive thing to say. We would all shut it down. But yet, a Christian or a Muslim could say the exact same thing about an Osun worshipper or a Feni Besu worshipper, and people would agree and not consider it offensive, even if the traditional worshipper is offended. Is that the way that it should be? And if you don't think that that's the way it should be, how did it get that way? And how do we fix that if you believe that it needs fixing? I also really want to hear from traditional worshippers on the show today. If you're a traditional worshipper, I want to hear from you. There are more than a million people who are listening to Hard Facts right now, so I'm sure that at least a couple hundred indigenous worshippers are among them, right? So could you call us and maybe tell us a bit about your beliefs and about how your religion works? Because I think education goes a long way to changing people's attitudes, because people fear what they don't understand, right? And when people don't have the facts, it allows others to feed them disinformation. And since this is Hard Facts, I want the hard facts about Nigerian indigenous religions. So talk to me, Lagos. Are Nigerian traditional religions given the respect they deserve? And if not, why not? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. How do we increase respect for indigenous religions? Where did we get the idea from that the gods in traditional religions are evil spirits? Shouldn't we simply see them as the gods that other people have chosen to worship? Why are we not as offended when people say that the traditional worshipper is worshipping an evil spirit, the way we would be if someone said that the Christian God were an evil spirit or the Muslim God were an evil spirit? Do you think that that's the way it should be? If you don't think that that's the way it should be, how did it get that way? And how do we fix that if you believe that it's something that we should fix? Ezekiel Inaja, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ezekiel.
Yeah. How's everything?
Fine, thank you.
Sandra, let me shock you this afternoon.
Ah, don't shock me.
Very good. You see, when something is being less talked about, have a check on it. It's very lousy.
Okay.
Now, what I mean is this. You will say I'm entitled to an opinion. But I can tell you that if the number of people listening to your station is 1 million, 700,000 are idol worshippers in disguise. Look, believe it or not, let them call themselves Christian, let them call themselves Muslim. If they are 1 million, I get what I'm saying.
Okay.
700,000, they are idol worshippers.
Okay.
Now, talk about church. Look at those advanced countries we are talking about. Tell me, okay, what we always hear, we are highly religious, this and this. That less value they give to those girls you are talking about is very much lousy in the heart of people listening to you.
Okay, so let's say that you're right, and let's say that the 700,000 people who listen to me are idol worshippers alongside being Christians. What is wrong with that?
Very good. You see, people like to call something bad, you understand, so that other people that don't have the inkling can place less value on it.
Okay.
Like we have in churches today, brainwash. They will say, you know, you will receive job in the next, you will receive a lot in the next 1 hour. You will receive this, and then you talk about miracle money that is trending all over now. What do you expect of that? Don't you know that when you talk about money that you don't see in your account, or for example, you open your wardrobe.
Ezekiel, you're not talking about what I want us to talk about. You're all over the place and you are not addressing the points I've raised today. You're making this about what it is not about. So I'm going to have to let you go. Timothy is in Ikeja. He's a first-time caller. Timothy, tell me what you think.
What I think is that most of this... idol worshippers, I think most of them, I think the way I see it, they are not evil.
Okay.
It was people that worship them that are evil, like as we have evil Christians,
okay,
and evil Muslim.
Okay.
You understand me?
Okay.
Because my father is a native doctor and he told me many things, like our origin, how we come to exist,
okay,
as an Igala people from Kogi State.
Okay.
He told me how we come to exist during war, okay, how they make some sacrifice.
Hmm.
And I said, make some sacrifice to win the war.
Okay.
For we to come to existence in this place before Christian and Muslim came to Nigeria.
Okay.
And he told me that, could I believe that during that time there was less criminals?
Okay.
There was less, because what they believe that what they forbid, where the gods forbid, if you go contrary to it, whether the repercussion comes to you. You see, but when the Christianity come, many people, they run to Christian or to Muslim, they believe that the repercussion of their evil deed will not come upon them immediately.
Okay.
So, you see, that is what they did. And to me, I gave my life to Christ in 2003.
Okay.
So, that is what I say from the earlier, is because of
the evil people.
Evil people that are worship the, all this.
So why don't we complain about the evil people instead of burn down their holy symbols, right? So their statues, their shrines. Why do we destroy them? Why do we burn them?
In a way
that we wouldn't a church or a mosque, even though we know that there are evil Christians and there are evil Muslims, but we still respect their objects of worship or their centers of worship. Why do we then transfer our misunderstanding into like desecrating these people's places of worship and objects of worship?
To me, depend of individual. Like me, even though I'm a Christian, there are some things I believe.
Okay.
In them.
Okay.
And there are some things I do not believe. What led me to Christianity is because of I fell sick, and my father is a native doctor. He went to another native doctor to find out who's type of the sickness.
Okay.
So, and the native doctor told my father that I'm a witch, that I'm an evil child, that my father should go and meet me. Whatever I did, I should confess. If I did not confess, I should die. I would die.
Okay.
And my father came back and told me, the news made my sickness to increase because I'm confused.
Okay.
It was one of my senior brothers, is a pastor, someone that came. He said, never, this child is not, it's not like that. I will take him. And immediately my senior brother took me from our house. My father told my senior brother, that child is an evil child. If he dies, you should not return his car back to his compound. So when my senior brother took me to that place and I get healed, so from there I changed to Christian.
Okay.
See, I'm trying to say it. This one happened to me live between me and my father. So what I'm trying to do is people that worship them, and there are some things I worship. People like my father, there's some things he do, which I believe it today. If I can ever have opportunity to have some, even as a Christian, I can see half. Which I can mention them. In our family, they don't do operation. My father have a native something where he normally do, because there are some people, they have a small womanhood and all those things they cannot deliver when they are pregnant or they go to operation.
Okay.
But my father, they will rush them from hospital, from Abula, from somewhere.
Okay.
He will send me many times to come and cut the fresh leaf.
Okay.
I will know the leaf. I will go and cut it, put inside the fire bomb. When the smoke come outside, they will carry the pregnant woman cover clothes without smoke. Immediately, you will not even reach 3 minutes, the baby will come outside. But my mom and everybody will be there to take the baby out. So all these things, there are some things that they do that is natural.
Okay.
Which we need to believe. But because of the Christianity and the Islam, And some people hide under this religion to still do evil. More than people that are even serving these gods. Which I can confirm to you. I know many people that claim that they are Christians, which I know they kill people, they do bad things, more than people that are even do this worship this gods. So for me, it's an individual thing. I do not see anything wrong.
It's not about the gods, it's about the people who worship.
It's not about the gods, it was about people worshiping them.
Timothy, thank you so much for calling and thank you for sharing your story with me. I really appreciate it. Baron Ago has been on the line for a while. I don't know if she's still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Baron, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well.
Okay, to answer your question, first, want to know why we are, condemning kind of.
Where did we get the idea from that the gods?
From the Bible, from the Ten Commandments. Okay. I've heard you quote the Bible in which one of your shows.
Okay.
Many times.
Okay.
And Ten Commandments said, "I am the Lord your God." Thou shalt have no other God but me. Thou shalt not make for yourself any graven image, and so on and so on and so forth. So God made it clear that we should not have any other God but Him.
But that's the religion of somebody else.
Good, good. I'm coming to that. If you read the for Christians, even though the first one I mentioned something about having so many people worshiping idols. I understand where it's coming from, because anything that you regard more than God is an idol to you. You understand?
Okay.
So that was another angle. But I'm talking about the physical worship of like other deities and all that. So, you might say, okay, this is Christianity. So how am I sure that Christianity is the best religion? What about people?
No. We're not even going there. I'm saying So here's what I'm saying, right? So you say that where we got the idea from that the gods in traditional religions are evil spirits is from the Bible because of the Ten Commandments, right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying that the Bible and the Ten Commandments, that's the religion of a particular people, right? Now, they sent out missionaries all over the world and they converted a lot of people, some with force, some with coercion, some by just talking to them, but they converted a lot of people to believe in what they believe in, right? So again, that's fine, but there are people in Nigeria who still believe in the gods of their ancestors. Why do we not accord their religions the same respect that we accord the more popular religions like Christianity and Islam?
Good. Even from the Bible days, there are people like that. Remember the idol worshippers during the Bible days?
Okay.
Remember what happened to Elijah and the prophet of Baal?
Okay.
You know, they are idol worshippers. You know, one of the things that made God to always punish the Israelites was idol worshippers. So it didn't just start from Nigeria.
Okay, but you call them Israelites. You're a Nigerian. You're not an Israelite.
Oh, yes. But the God we are worshipping, even in Nigeria,
is the God of Israel.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
These are Israelites. They're not Nigerians.
No. This is my name forever. We have one God.
Yeah.
And you understand, we have one God, and people chose to access him many ways. But this same God says, you can only access me through one means. That is Jesus Christ. Just like if I was to go to Nigeria Info, I can only get you through this line. If I use another line, I will not get you. So even if I like, let me call and use every other line. I'll be just other station. I can't get you. You are giving me Nigeria Info female line. That's what I'm using to call. And that's why I got you. If I decided to, after Sandra is on phone, I can get her and I pick any number and call. I can't get you because you're giving me a line. So this God that created the heavens and the earth, has been proven to be the Almighty, the Supreme God, has said, I am the God who made heavens.
I understand you, and I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing that. But I'm saying that that's your. I'm saying, Ebere, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that that's your belief as Ebere, and that's the belief of a lot of Nigerians. But for at least 10 million Nigerians, they believe Oshun, they believe Fenibesu, they believe Inani. Why do we not respect their beliefs the way we respect a Beret?
We want them to come to the truth.
Why is it? Okay, because we don't want them to perish. Okay. Because we don't want them to perish.
Yes.
Okay.
Remember they are throwing away twins. It is really that throwing away twins. They're doing all manner of things. That we are killing people. That we are doing all manner of things.
But if you also look at the history of Christianity, there were also a lot of abominations. So.
Like what?
Let's not get into it.
Remember the boy said you have been a dead man by now. That person that called you.
Yeah.
You had heard of things that I was doing.
Yeah.
Imagine, so like all of my friends, they said they would have thrown me away now because they're twins.
Hmm.
But when they came, they now stopped all those things. So if you see something better, you embrace it. Just like we are using phone now, most of the things that we are enjoying now, they came from the missionaries. But we don't say that, but so if you see something better, if you're doing something wrong, like now, before we are trekking, and we now found out that, I can actually use my car to cover a distance of how many kilometers in 3 hours, I was busy. We were in darkness. Already John is in darkness. And amazing thing, what people say, I'm a Christian, I want to hold on to my religion, my people. Who told you? Your forefathers, we are idol worship. They were in darkness. They didn't know.
They were in darkness. Okay. Ebere, thank you very much for calling. I wish I could keep talking to you, but I want to talk to other people. I've got Tunde in the studio with me. Tunde, you're a Muslim, and you're listening to this conversation. I don't know, are you a Muslim? Should I even say that?
Just go on.
Okay.
So I was born and raised a Muslim.
Yeah. Okay, let's put it that way. But, you know, you've been listening to the conversation, and, you know, you hear Ebere say, well, yeah, their ancestors were in darkness and there's a better way, and so we've embraced the better way. And I'm like, okay, that's all fine, that's good. But there are some people who say, well, I don't believe your way is the better way. My way is the way I want to do it, right? Why do we not respect their way? Why do we go and tear down their statues, their deities? Why do we burn their shrines, which is the equivalent of a church or a mosque?
Well, I listened to your intro and you mentioned colonization.
Okay,
so now there's no way you're going to talk about this without making reference to colonization, because if colonization didn't happen, we still be people who majorly will be into our own, you know, ancestral spirituality and ancestral worship. So now when the colonialists, when they came in, if you noticed, for example, the Europeans, they came in with missionaries, with school curriculum, and missionaries. So what they did was to, you know, replace your ancestral knowledge, ancestral thought, your ancestral wisdom, which is largely your religion,
because
your identity, because your religion is and your culture is like, you know, it's like five and six. They go, you know, they go hand to hand, because what your ancestral spirituality is more or less saying is your ancestral wisdom, you know, the way your ancestor handles things, the way your ancestors, you know, did things and then pray. So when the colonialists came, they needed to replace that with something else. So that you lose your sense of identity, you lose your sense of, you know, for example, Sandra.
Don't give that example. I need to take a break.
Okay.
I need to take a break. But when we come back, Tunde is in the studio with me, and I want to hear where he's going with that. So please don't forget it. Hold on to it. Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts. We're doing something very different today. Don't go away.
95.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
And today we're talking about indigenous religions. How do we increase respect for them? It's something we need to talk about, because different surveys place the number of traditional worshippers in Nigeria between 0.6% and 11% of the population. So yes, the data is not clear, but it's a large number of people, no matter how you look at it, because it's somewhere between 1 million and 10 million people. They are worshipping the same God most of our ancestors worshipped before the coming of Islam and Christianity. And I told you the story of this Reverend Father in Nsukka, Reverend Paul Obai, who is doing something remarkable. He rescues artifacts of different Igbo deities and then he stores them in a museum. And he says that that's a way to preserve our culture. He doesn't want us to lose touch with our culture. And that incident got me thinking about, where did we get that idea that the gods in traditional religions are evil spirits? And I asked myself, shouldn't we simply see them as the gods that other people have chosen to worship? The same way you've chosen to be a Christian or chosen to be a Muslim. That's if you were not born Christian or born Muslim. Because if you were born Christian or Muslim, you typically don't have a choice in the matter. You just go with how you've been raised, right? It's only a few people that say, okay, you know what? I don't want to be a Christian anymore. I want to be a Muslim now. Or, okay, you know what? I don't want to be a Muslim anymore. I want to be a Christian now. Or, okay, you know what? I don't want to be either of these. I just want to be agnostic, you know, or I don't believe in a deity, whether the big one or the small ones, you know? So why do we not offer the same respect to indigenous religions the way we do to the more popular two? I've been taking calls, I've been taking your thoughts, and I have Tunde in the studio with me. And Tunde was talking to us about the big role that colonialism played. Before the break, Tunde was telling us that what colonialism came and did was basically a factory reset. Am I right?
Yes, because, I mean, for the people who want to colonize you, for them to keep you colonized, mm-hmm. they need to replace your sense of identity with something else. Mm. So what the Europeans did when they colonized us was they came in with missionaries, mm. and they came in with the school curriculum. Mm. So they came in with the missionaries who more or less, you know, converted people into Christianity. Mm-hmm. You know, for the jihadists, they did with the Quran. Mm-hmm. So what that did was that it separated us from our ancestral thoughts, our ancestral wisdom, and the way our ancestors used to do things. Because from the religion, from one of the callers said, mm-hmm. I mean, you're idol worshippers. You can't stand side by side. One have to give for one. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's the one they brought, you know. So those were so we became Christian. So what I did was, like I said, to detach us from our ancestral, you know, knowledge. So that's why you have generations of Africans or generations of Nigerians who practically don't know anything about their ancestors. And one of the miseducation that caused was saying we were idol worshippers. Mm. Now, let's analyze it. I mean, I've listened to you on this show talk about, I mentioned one Igbo proverb that says, if the gods misbehave, you show them the tree they were carved from.
That's right.
So Yorubas have similar, you know, similar proverb that says...
Really?
Yeah, they have similar proverb. It says, I'll say it in Yoruba, then I'll translate it.
Okay.
So it says, Akinge Ginigbo Kudioluweni. I will run a re, kuli ni to entubi. Now this is in Ifa. Now what that means is that Akinge Ginigboko Duluweni. Now you don't cut a log of wood from the tree, mm-hmm. and then that, you know, tree lords over you. Mm. That log.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, lords over you.
Ah,
and
I like
then
that.
I will run a re, kuli ni to entubi. Like, and a sculpture, whatever it is, you place somewhere, cannot have ease, like. I'm trying to translate E. Now you like cannot have some sort of reverence over you.
Hmm.
Cannot have any kind of authority
now
over you.
You. Now you create us.
So of course, how you want it loved over you. So just like the Igbo proverb that says, the gods behave anyhow, mm-hmm. show them the tree they were carved from. Now tell me. And that's ancestral Igbo thoughts, ancestral Igbo wisdom. It's been there before, I mean, any Igbo person saw any white person. Mm-hmm. You know, the same thing for the Yorubas. Mm-hmm. What I just said now is inside one of those Ifa verses, you know. And then you tell me these people who have these thoughts in their head, you tell me they're worshipping idols, they are worshiping those things. No, it's just like a verse, just like the Christian, they will pray through Jesus, and you know, the same thing for the Muslims, they would pray through Muhammad and all of that. So it's just like verses, they were not idol worshippers. There's another Ifa line that says, Orisha Losin, Olodumare Loba. You know, it's like what he's saying is that okay, you worship, you respect your idols, but the king is still Olodumare, the king is still God. So these people are not actually idol worshippers. So the problem is, there's been a lot of miseducation, and again, it was a deliberate thing by the colonialists for it. It was a deliberate thing. They needed you to forget about your ancestors. So you lose your sense of identity, and when you lose your sense of identity, you lose your sense of direction, because if you don't have a memory of yourself, which is more or less what your ancestors did, how do you want to go around this world? How do you want to move ahead? How do you want to, again, like I said, because religion, people's spirituality and their culture is always intertwined. Like, for example, I was born and raised a Muslim, and they gave me Ibrahim. I have a brother called Abdullah. My ancestors don't bear Ibrahim. My ancestors don't bear Abdullah. Arabian ancestors bear those names even before Islam came up. You're Sandra. I mean, you have Isaac, you have John, you have Moses. Our ancestors both don't bear those names. Those are names the Middle Eastern ancestors
The Europeans
had before even the religion came up. So what it did was to separate you from your ancestors. That's why in 2021 there's a thing called Black Lives Matter, because as black people we are more or less at the bottom of the pyramid. I mean, at the last Euros, three black footballers lost penalties. It's just penalty, for God's sake. They lost penalty playing for England, and it sparked a whole lot of racist you know events in the UK. So it's a lot of miseducation, and as a group of people, I think we need, if you really, really want to make an impact as black people in this world, we really need to go back to our ancestors. I mean, as I told you off air, I just had this interest of learning about my ancestors last year, and I've been reading about Ifa. You find that amazing thing. You find out that your ancestors actually have far more advanced and progressive wisdom than these people who replaced it with something else for us. So there's a lot of miseducation. Again, I mean, someone who mentioned that we used to kill twins
that would have killed that young boy.
I'm not going to sit down here and tell you that our ancestors were perfect. They were not, just like other people's ancestors.
Okay.
In Europe, in the early modern era, they had a whole, over a decade of witch hunt.
Yeah.
Which was fully backed by the church, you know?
You're talking about the Salem trials. Well, even before the Salem trials.
Yeah, there was the Inquisition, then the witch hunt. So, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of race have done like barbaric stuff, and I'm not going to say we've not done any, but of course we are going to get there. We were always going to get there, you know. So the reason why we don't actually respect our own, you know, indigenous practices or ancestral religions, because we've been really, really miseducated. We've been really miseducated because, like I said, this colonialism was a deliberate thing that came in and replaced, because again, your ancestors are your memory. If you don't have a memory of yourself, where are you going?
Who are you?
Who are you? You're nothing.
Because that's why you say that locks are bad.
Exactly.
Or anklets are bad. But your ancestors wore them.
Or tattoos are bad. No, yeah. They're not.
I don't know. Maybe things are changing. I say that because tomorrow is a public holiday in Osun State. The state government declared it to mark a traditional religious festival. I can't pronounce the name in Yoruba, so I'm not going to try. I won't try. It's spelled, and Tunde, you help me. It's spelled I-S-E-S-E. How do you pronounce that?
Isheshe.
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 So that's the name of the day. And it's been set aside for traditional worshippers in the state. Christians have lots of public holidays.
Yeah.
Muslims have lots of public holidays. Mm-hmm. So Osun State is trying to create some equity.
Osun State is actually one of those states that I've been trying to... I remember the governor a few years ago, was it called Aregbesola, did something like... I think he added Ifa to, like... You know, we have IRK, CRK in our school. So I think he added something like Ifa to it, so that at least, because
there's some equity.
I mean, let's be frank with ourselves, Sandra. When you read about when you're reading the Quran or you're reading the Bible, you're reading about Adam, you're reading about Abraham, you're reading about, you know, Noah, you're reading about other people's ancestors. That's what you're doing, more or less. You're reading about the Middle Eastern ancestors, you're reading about European ancestors. That's what you're doing, you know. Your ancestors don't bear those names. Your ancestors don't live in those places. So, but you have similar characters, similar wise people. You have them in your, you know, in your culture. If you go back and ask people and actually dig deep, you find out amazing things about your ancestors, and you'll be surprised that you've been miseducated all along.
Lagos, let me hear from you. And I really want to hear from traditional worshippers. I really want you to educate Lagos about what you believe and how you worship. Who knows? Maybe we'll find out we have a lot more in common than we think. You know, there are some things that Tunde was telling me off air about the similarities between human sacrifice the major religions.
Yeah.
Like he was talking to me about, is it the Zamzam?
Yeah. So for example, I mean, it's one of those normal of those narratives also is that we use humans as sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, no, let's not talk about that because I don't want to offend people. I'm sure this conversation is offensive to some people
you find out that there are a lot of similarities, there are a lot of similarities. Like, I don't know if I can say it, like I told you off air, for the Muslims.
Thank you. Okay. We've got Remy in Akoka on the line. Remy, how are you? Thank you for calling.
How you doing?
I'm good. Welcome.
Hi, afternoon. Tunde, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much. You echoed my thought. If you're looking for the most intolerant set of people, it's the Christians and the Muslims. Okay, you get.
Okay.
The way we go about, I am a Christian too, by birth, and by where I am today, now. So you get.
Okay.
A lot of miseducation happened. So you get. They told us we were worshiping idol. So they took away all our artifacts and gave us the image of Jesus Christ. There's no church where you won't find the frame of Christ, a white man. There's no place you won't find altar. People kneeling down before an altar, before an image. But the scripture also made it clear that you shouldn't worship any graven image. What image is that? It's not an image. But they told us we are worshiping the idol. But they took away our own artifact, gave us a white man's frame. The Israelites have their holy land in Israel. The Saudi Arabians have their holy land in Saudi Arabia, same as the Chinese and the likes. But we don't have anyone here. They told us our holy land is over there. So we spend billions upon billions every year to visit someone else's holy land. If you want to kill a man, just secure his identity. And that's what they did to us. Before they came to Africa, Christianity existed in Ethiopia. But that wasn't the version they gave us. They gave us another kind of version. And same applies to the Islam too. They will tell you five pillars of Islam, one of which you must visit the Holy Land. Why must you visit Holy Land before you are called a complete Muslim? Those are deceptions, and they sold it to us. And it's so unfortunate we choose to still be miseducated. And then people will still continue to quote the Bible for you, as if Christianity is the only, or Islam is the only religion on earth.
Thank you for calling, Remy. Lagos, also let me know what you think about Osun State's public holiday for indigenous worship. Do you think other states should do the same? I remember that a few months ago, Lagos was also talking about that, creating public holidays for traditional worshippers in Lagos, you know, doing stuff like that. Do you think that Nigerian traditional religions are given the respect they deserve? If they are not, why not? We've got Demola who says, they called our gods idols. They named our gods in their own language. The Israel Bible we read, Seth, said, thou shalt not have any other god asides me. I have not seen any traditional religion have any other god asides God. The Jews historically gave us Jesus Christ and either coerced or persuaded us to believe he was the only road to God. We also have our own beliefs as to how to reach the same one and unilateral God. Damola, thank you very much for your message. We've got a message here. You didn't say your name, but you said, good evening, President Sandra. In as much as I will agree with Tunde, but would like to also mention that India too was colonized by the same lot much before Nigeria and for many more years, yet they were able to keep, maintain and practice their culture and religion. That's quite an interesting point.
Yeah, actually thought about that, you know, before coming into the studio. And that's why you'd see that there were a lot of push. But if you read about the era of colonization in India, that's how you find out a lot of push.
Do you think it's because we were very pragmatic in our belief? So Igbo people had that saying, if a god misbehaves, we'll show it where it came from. Mm-hmm. Your people had the same belief, right? So do you think perhaps the reason we were so quick to do away with ours was because we were always looking for the next best thing and the next best thing and the next best thing?
Well, I wouldn't say that, because if you've read Things Fall Apart, it kind of give an idea of the thought process of people around the time when colonization came. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't as if we were totally receptive. It wasn't as if, you know, we just accepted and said, oh, our gods were bad or mm-hmm. like that. But mm-hmm. the problem is, these people that came in to colonize us, So mm-hmm. they were going to get their way.
One way or the other.
You know,
why didn't they succeed with the Indians?
So that, like I said, that's what I'm saying. That's why there was a lot of... I was going to read about it, but I just sketchily like go through it. Because that's why there was a lot of wars. There was a lot of pushbacks from the Indians. And they made sure that
they gave you fire for fire.
Yes, they gave you fire for fire. And they didn't allow the missionaries. Just like, you know, the way missionaries did, they built schools everywhere, mm-hmm. built churches everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, started teaching... The Indians didn't allow that happen.
Lara is in Ikorodu. I don't know if she's still on the line. Lara, hi.
I'm here, Sandra. How are you?
Thank you for calling. I'm very well. Good evening.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
I tend to get worried at our attitude or the attitude of the two other religions. That's Islam and Christianity.
Okay.
So the traditionalist.
Okay.
Because if you look at the U.S., you look at Brazil, there are some major areas there mm-hmm. where they worship traditionally.
That's right.
Sometimes they come this way, they learn the Yoruba language right. and go over there.
That's right.
Would you tell me the white man is stupid? Would you say there is nothing in this traditional religion that is making them dig deep into it? I believe we need to give it a rethink. I like it the way Oshun State has. Everyone should be able to choose what they want to, who they want to serve and how they want to serve it. I don't think whatever religion should be chucked down anybody's throat. As a matter of fact, I'm a Christian. I was born a Christian.
Okay.
And if I may shock you, I've been to the seminary for 4 years.
Okay.
Oh, and I was a radical there. And I used to tell my other classmates then that you all need to be born again. Meanwhile, they are all born again.
Okay.
I remember the course we did on African traditional religion. I was able to tell them a lot. And a lot of them told me I wasn't born again. I just laughed. You want to evangelize somebody, you want someone to be a Christian, and you haven't read about Abdushin, you haven't read about Ekanka, you haven't read about the others. So how would you convert them to be Christians? I think a lot of us need a rethink, especially now that Christianity and Islam has become businesses, big time businesses here in Nigeria. Keep up the good work, Sandra.
Thank you, Lara, for calling. God bless you as well. We've got comments on WhatsApp. I want to take some of them as quickly as I can. Oh, God, where does the time go? And if I say, let me do part two now, some people start telling me, Sandra, you too like series. Sandra, as an Anglican cleric, I would say no religion should be placed above others. It's a matter of choice. You've just raised a very powerful talk point this evening. I think it's our sanctimonious nature that caused this treatment, coupled with the fact that indigenous lacks branding, evangelism, and dynamism. As a priest Anglican, I conducted a symposium last month in my church on the application of herbal medications as believers, wrong or right. It will surprise you how many so-called Christians there testified to the efficacy of herbal medication and the competence of herbalists whom they titled good. It's obvious that we are only deceiving ourselves. I talked about Jesus having ego on Joyce's show, and people, even Joyce, were like, it's sacrilegious. They thought I belittled God. I don't have time. I'm out of time completely and I have to go. I know. I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. But hey, maybe we'll come back to this conversation in the future. You know, if I don't get into trouble for doing it today to begin with. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, Lagos. Have a good evening. Thank you, Tunde.